That's okay.
All right. Welcome. We are here at the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District meeting on Wednesday, July 16th, 2025 at 6 p.m. I'm calling to order and I will ask first for the roll call.
Director Jim Guthrie?
Here.
Director Cassidy?
Here. And let the record show, do we need the record to show that where there's one other person absent? Okay, I wasn't sure. All right, sounds good. Okay. All right, so then now we will go on to the Pledge of Allegiance. We do have a quorum, so let's please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Now on to agenda review. Board member, do you have anything you want to change at all on our agenda?
No.
No? Okay, then moving right along. I will now open for public comments on items not appearing on the agenda. This public comment period is an invitation to members of the community to present comments, thoughts, or suggestions on matters not scheduled on this agenda. I will open public comment. Seeing nobody in the audience, I will close public comment. And we will move on to the consent agenda. This is item 5A, approval of warrants, and 5B, approval of meeting minutes. Do you have any questions at all on that? Okay, I will open public comment on this item. Seeing nobody in the audience, I will close public comment, and I will move to approve our consent agenda as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Can I have a roll call, please?
Director Jim Guthrie?
Yes.
Director Cassie D?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you so much. Now onto our action items. 6A, approve second reading and adopt ordinance number 2025-1, authorizing increased wastewater treatment rates. And I believe we're passing it over to Mr. Jones.
All right. Good evening, lady and gentlemen of the board. Michael Jones, plant superintendent. I'm filling in for Jeremy in his absence. He's on vacation. The item before you today is to approve the second reading and adopt ordinance number 2025-1, authorizing increased wastewater treatment rates. Staff's recommendation is that the board approve the second reading and adopt ordinance number 2025-1, authorizing 5 years of wastewater treatment rates, reflecting 9% annual increases, effective beginning September 1st, 2025. Some background and discussion. The district has not increased its wastewater treatment rates since July 1st, 2019. Combined with local sewer collection system rates levied by Arroyo Grande, Grover Beach, and Oceano Community Services District, the district's overall charges remain amongst the lowest in the region. The rate study prepared by Barter Wells Associations, a public finance consulting firm specializing in utility rate setting, in May 2025 found that rate increases are necessary to cover rising costs for operations and maintenance of regional conveyance pipelines, the wastewater treatment plant, ensure sufficient funding for rehabilitation and replacement of aging infrastructure to maintain reliable service, and support repayment of a proposed $4.5 million USDA low-interest loan. The proposed rate structure includes 9% annual increases over a five-year period beginning September 1st, 2025, and continuing each July 1st thereafter through July 1st, 2030. After full implementation, the new rates would be equivalent to what current rates would have been if they had increased by approximately 4.4% annually since July 1st, 2019. In compliance with Proposition 218, the board initiated the required public notification and protest process at its May 7th, 2025 meeting. On May 16th, 2025, the district mailed public hearing notices to affected property owners more than 45 days in advance of the scheduled July 2nd, 2025 hearing. At the July 2nd, 2025 public hearing, the board heard public comment and staff verified that a majority protest had not been received. As such, the board approved the first reading of ordinance number 2025-1. The ordinance is now presented for second reading and final adoption. If approved, the ordinance will be published within 15 days with the board votes and will become effective 30 days after adoption. The new wastewater treatment rates will take effect beginning September 1st, 2025, with annual increases for the four subsequent years, each July 1st, between 2026 and 2029. Future rate increases may be implemented via resolution, which may take effect immediately upon adoption. Some fiscal consideration. The proposed rates are designed to gradually increase the district's rate revenues over the next 5 years to eventually support future balanced budgets, accounting for A, future operating and maintenance expenses with the redundancy project and projected inflation, B, outstanding and new debt service, and C, $1.9 million of annual funding for future capital improvement projects. The proposed rate increases are projected to generate approximately $3 million of additional annual rate revenues after being fully phased in over the next 5 years. And with that, that concludes my report.
Thank you.
Okay. Madam Chair, may I inquire, please? Mr. Guthrie, this is the second reading of an ordinance that was that had its first meeting on July 2nd. I need to inquire whether you reviewed the materials for this item as well as the minutes that pertain to this item from the last meeting.
Yes, I have.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you so much. Okay. Do you have any questions at all?
Just one. Do we read the whole ordinance here or just... say staff's recommendation?
We don't have to read the entire ordinance here.
Not even the title. Okay.
Good. All right, and I do not have any other questions, so I will now open the public hearing for this item. I'm seeing nobody in the audience, so I'll close the public hearing and bring it back to the board for our recommendation. So did you want to make the motion, or I can make the motion?
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. So, and I also just want to make the few comments that I think that we had a really great discussion this last meeting, the very first hearing that we had, and being that we didn't, the board did not raise any rates during COVID, being that this is the most reasonable increase, I think that it's, I feel very comfortable moving forward and supporting it. So I will move that we approve the second reading and adopt ordinance number 2025-1, authorizing 5 years of the wastewater treatment rates, reflecting 9% annual increases, effective beginning September 1st, 2025.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. May I have a roll call, please?
Director Jim Guthrie?
Yes.
Director Cassie D?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you so much. Okay, now on to item 6B, and I'm just going to send it over to you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the board.
You can read it all.
Michael Jones, Plant Superintendent. The item before your board today is to approve resolution number 2025-466. For collecting fiscal year 2025-26 district annual wastewater treatment charges from the community of Oceano through the county property tax roll. Staff's recommendation is that the board approve resolution number 2025-466, authorizing the transmittal of the report to the county to collect district wastewater treatment charges from the OCSD service area for fiscal year 2025-26 on the county property tax roll. Some background and discussion. At the June 1st, 2016 meeting, the board adopted resolution number 2016-347, directing staff to work with the county to collect current and delinquent wastewater treatment charges from the community of Oceano via the annual property tax bills versus direct billing by the district. The district now receives its wastewater treatment charges from Oceano via collections made by the county on the property tax rolls. In preparation for this item, NBS, the district's billing consultant, prepare the required report, attachment one by reference only, that identifies each parcel of real property by address, assessor's parcel number, and associated charges for wastewater treatment and facilities for said parcel for fiscal year 2025-26. The charges conform to the rate structure established by ordinance number 2016-01, adopted by the board on March 2nd, 2016, and ordinance number 2025-01, adopted by the board on July 16, 2025, our previous item. A copy of the report is available at the district office and district website for public inspection. And with that, that concludes my report, and I'm able to answer any questions the board may have.
Great report. Do you have any questions? All right, I do not have any questions, so I'll open public comment for this item. And seeing nobody in the audience, I will close public comment for this item and bring it back to us. And any other discussion? Okay, well then I move to approve resolution 2025-466 for collecting fiscal year 2025-26 district annual wastewater treatment charges from the community of Oceano through the county property tax roll.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Can I have a roll call, please?
Director Jim Guthrie?
Yes.
Director Cassie?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you so much. On to item 6C, and I'll bring it back over to Mr. Jones.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the board. Michael Jones, Plant Superintendent.
It's so fun.
The item before your board today is to approve resolution 2025-467, accepting the improvements constructed under the wastewater treatment plant redundancy project. Staff recommends that the board of directors approve resolution 2025-467, accepting the improvements constructed under the wastewater treatment plant redundancy project. Some background on discussion. The district began work to develop the wastewater treatment plant redundancy project in 2005, with the long-range plan identifying the need for redundancy. The project is the largest capital improvements project the district has undertaken since the 1986 wastewater treatment plant improvements, and it's been 20 years in the making. The project added two activated sludge aeration basins and one new secondary clarifier, plus pumping systems, piping, sludge handling process, electrical and instrumentation improvements, backup generator and site improvements needed to operate the new systems and integrate them with the existing wastewater treatment plant. This project allows major process units to be removed from service for maintenance or repairs without risking violation of effluent permit limits, something that was not previously feasible. The project also included floodproofing of critical plant systems. The project construction documents were put out to bid in September 2020. Construction was awarded to J.R. Phelan Construction Company in December 2020 with notice to proceed issued on January 2021. The project was awarded with a 900-day, approximately 30 months contract term, and was originally expected to be complete in summer of 2023. The schedule was impacted by delays in receipt of equipment critical to the startup and operation of the aeration basins. In July 2023, damage to the secondary clarifier 2 floor slab was discovered. The project team determined that the primary contributor to the structural failures was the design of the floor slab. Kennedy Jenks developed a design for rehabilitation of the SC2, which began in March 2024 when demolition of the failed slab began. Substantial completion of the construction was reached on May 15th, 2025, after a site walk was performed and the district developed a list of items remaining to be completed. After the contractor completed these items, final completion was June 25, 2025. The failure of the SC2 concrete floor was a substantial project setback. However, the project team, including district staff, Phelan, Kennedy Jenks, M&S, MKN, and multiple subcontractors and subconsultants worked together with the common goal of completing the project expeditiously without sacrificing quality. Originally bid at $26.9 million, the construction contract had an incredibly low change order rate of less than 2%, or $503,758, not including the SC2 damage and rehabilitation work. The construction change orders for the SC2 work totaled $7,339,469, approximately 27% of the original bid cost. The project budget was updated at the June 5th, 2024 board meeting, authorizing the budget required to complete the SC2 work and the remainder of the project. District staff and the district's project manager, MKN, have been tracking SC2 related costs, which have been included in the claim submitted to the design engineer. Overall project costs are within the approved budget. Final invoices for project costs are pending. Once these are collected, the project budget will be updated and a final project report will be provided to the board. The district is working with USDA to close the loan from USDA Rural Development. One of the items to be submitted to USDA is a resolution or meeting minutes with action from the board approving the project. Resolution 2025-467 declares the project work complete in accordance with the notice of acceptability of work from the district's construction manager, M&S Engineers. The notice and the resolution do not relieve the contractor of any obligations under the contract, including the workmanship and equipment warranties. Moving on to fiscal considerations, a copy of a resolution or minute action from the district board of directors to accept the project is required to complete documentation for the USDA Rural Development Loan, a loan in the amount of $4,464,000 with an annual interest rate of 1.375% and a repayment term of 40 years. Loan closing is anticipated for August 6, 2025. The district board adopted two resolutions and related documents and actions required for the USDA loan and defeasance of the short-term certificates of participant at the June 2, 2025 meeting. If the board of directors does not approve the resolution accepting the project, the loan could be at risk and the district would need to seek additional financing for this portion of the project. And with that, that concludes my report, and I'm able to answer any questions the board may have.
Great report. Any questions?
Yeah, just one on the, so when the budget was, when the budget was approved on June in 2024, was the project already under construction at that point?
Yes.
Okay, so, because I was a little confused, I thought that was before, but we had change orders in the middle of the project, not before it was started. Okay, just clarifying. Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, thanks.
Anything else? Okay, and I do not have any questions either, so I'll open up public comment. Seeing nobody in the audience, I will close public comment on this item and bring it back to the board for consideration. And I will move that, or any other discussion?
Okay. Just that clearly we need to move forward with this.
And yeah.
Keep the loan.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. Yes. So I will move to approve resolution number 2025-467, accepting the improvements constructed under the wastewater treatment plant redundancy project.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. May I have a roll call, please?
Director Jim Guthrie?
Yes.
And Director Cassie D?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Okay, so now on to item 60. Mr. Jones.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the board. Michael Jones, plant superintendent. The item before your board today is to authorize execution of contract amendment number 5 for wastewater treatment plant redundancy project construction management services with M&S Engineers Incorporated, pending USDA concurrence. Staff's recommendation is to authorize the district administrator to execute a contract amendment for construction management services for the wastewater treatment plant redundancy project with M&S Engineers in the amount of $29,775.04, pending USDA concurrence. Some background: in the summer of 23, as the wastewater treatment plant redundancy project surpassed the contracted 30-month construction schedule and was moving towards substantial completion, district staff worked with M&S to amend the contract for continued construction management services. The budget proposal was prepared prior to discovery of damage to secondary clarifier number 2, which occurred in July 2023. The district board considered amendment number 1 at the August 2nd, 2023 board meeting, where staff noted the damage to SE2 would impact the project schedule and require additional services from M&S, but the extent at the time was unknown. Contract amendments number 2 through 4 were brought to the board and approved between December 23 and May 25 due to additional construction management services, primarily related to the SE2 repair delay being required. Each time, the budgets for these amendments were based on the anticipated construction schedules and considered the amount remaining within the existing budget. The most recent amendment, Amendment 4, was approved at the May 7, 2025 board meeting and assumed project completion in May 2025. During the commissioning period, March through June 2025, M&S performed additional inspection, testing, and management in response to several issues in regards to the rotary drum thickener, startup and commissioning, thick and wax activated sludge pump, earth faults, and other issues. This contract amendment number 5 is recommended to account for the extra cost needed to get through project closeout, which has extended into July 2025. Construction of the project reached final completion on June 27, 2025, 2 months longer than the completion date previously estimated in Amendment 4, and required more time and effort than was anticipated for the project. The budget required for these additional services will soon exceed the currently authorized contract amount. Therefore, a contract amendment is recommended to provide additional budget for the increase in construction management services and to complete project closeout activities, which are anticipated to be completed this month, July 2025. The primary cause of the increased services was the unanticipated efforts required during the commissioning period, consisting of the following: again, the RDT wet startup and commissioning, TWAS earth faults, punch list item completion, inspection and sign off, project closeout, archives, and electronic documentation. Despite the project delays, M&S has been able to extend the existing Amendment 4 budget into June 2025, but has expended the current authorized contract amount. Based on the cost of services performed to date and the remaining balance in the current contract, M&S estimates the cost to complete the work described above to be $29,775.04. The attached proposal details the estimated effort for the additional construction management services. If approved, the updated total cost of the contract would be $4,001,669.30. Some fiscal consideration, the recommended contract amendment amount is $29,775.04 for a total construction management services budget of $4,001,669.30. There are sufficient funds remaining in the project contingency to cover the additional cost for completion of the construction management services. As the project construction has completed and final invoices are coming in, additional professional services budget is being realized. For example, the Community Workforce Administration contract with Pacific Resources is completed with $37,029 remaining. Staff recommends reallocating this budget to cover the additional construction management costs. And with that, that concludes my report. I'm able to answer any questions the board may have.
Perfect, thank you. And let the record show that Board Member Gibson joined us at 6:20, which was at the beginning of Mr. Jones' presentation there. So do we have any questions from board members?
Yeah. Just two questions. So one, when they said they were troubleshooting ground fault problems, why wasn't that the responsibility of the contractor?
It was, but they were providing inspection services in addition to what the contractor, the contractor was troubleshooting the issue, and we had our construction management performing inspection on the services that the contractor was providing.
Okay. And a similar question and probably similar answer with the issues with reprogramming. So they were providing inspection services of the changes in programming as well?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is and them looking over the shoulder of the contractor.
Exactly, yes.
All right.
Thanks. Any other questions?
No.
No? Any questions? Ahead. Okay. All right, perfect. So I will now open up, and I don't have any questions, so I'll open up public comment on this item. Seeing nobody in the audience, I will close public comment on this item and bring it back to the board for further discussion and a motion. Any other discussions?
Yeah, just real quick, I'm going to support this, but I will say I'm a little hesitant that the inspection services that we incurred because of construction issues weren't covered by the contractor. I do think we need to accept the project, so like I said, I'm going to move forward, but I am uncomfortable that we didn't pursue having our additional expenses that were the result. I mean, we have $7 million in change orders. This feels like sort of a change order going the other way, whatever that's called. It's a penalty, but it does feel like we should have pursued that here. So, but since I'm coming to one meeting in 5 years, I'm not gonna die on this hill, but I am concerned about that.
Yeah, I think that in regards to all this, at least with Kennedy Jenks, we've been in really good conversations with them, and they've been covering a lot of the costs on, and I know that this is a different part of it, but we've been speaking with these other, you know, contractors and kind of being on the same page here. So I understand that, but yeah. Anything else? Okay.
How much money are we talking about?
$29,775.04.
All right, thank you.
Okay, well, I will move to execute a contract amendment for construction management services for the wastewater treatment plant redundancy project with MNS Engineers, Inc. in the amount of $29,775.04 pending USDA concurrence. Can I have a second?
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. May I have a roll call, please?
Director Jim Guthrie?
Yes.
Director Cassie D?
Yes.
Director Shirley Gibson?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right, thank you so much. Okay, so now on to board member communications. Does anybody have any communications?
No.
For tonight? No? Okay, I do not either. So we will now move on, unless Mr. Jones, did you have anything else to bring up? Okay. Perfect. Then we will go ahead and adjourn this meeting. The next regularly scheduled board meeting is August 6th, 2025, 6 p.m. Here at the Oceano Community Services District. And we will adjourn at 6:26, 27, something like that.
My apologies.